And this is Harvest.
Yes, I'm from Radio Broadstairs. I've just come to have a chat with Pete from the Melodeon Repairer. So, Pete, what actually happens here?
Basically, I sit here all week fixing boxes that people bring in to me that need repair. They might need they might have a broken reed, they might have a broken spring or a missing button, any of the spare parts. And I've been doing it for a long time, so generally I can fix almost anything anybody brings in to me.
Right, do you also sell the instruments as well?
Yes, I have them, I buy and sell them here. I've got a good reputation because I've been, I'm the longest standing trader at this festival now.
Oh,
so
good.
People have known me and bring me stuff every year that I can't resist.
And how long have you been trading here for now then?
Since 1987.
Okay.
So,
that's really brilliant.
It's a lovely festival. Of course, we were in Pierremont Park when I started.
Oh,
and
wow.
This was actually the first festival I ever traded at, because I was just in that year looking around and somebody went home early, so I got her table for the remainder of the week. And I sat there with a sign saying Melodeon Repairs, and I got absolutely no interest whatsoever because nobody knew who the heck I was.
Right.
Except one Austrian gentleman who asked me to go and look at his Melodeon in Canterbury, which I did after the festival. And that turned out to be quite interesting. He was a very interesting man who'd been a prisoner of war, worked as a carpenter on Montgomery's estate, and
right.
had set up Happy Home with a very inebriated Scottish woman who, in a fit of temper, threw his Melodeon in the bath. And I landed up trying to fix it for him. So.
Your customers, are they from the Thanet area or even beyond the Thanet area?
No, there's people come in from anywhere because I've been here so long, they know I'm going to be here.
Yeah.
So there may well be, I mean, mostly visiting Morris teams come in and they've had a problem with one of their squeeze boxes or something. They know they can bring it in and get it fixed, possibly overnight, because I work into the night when necessary to get things done in time.
That's fascinating. That's fantastic. Very interesting what you're doing here and very best of luck for the future.
Yes, thank you very much. Yeah, I'm hoping to be here for a few more years yet. I'm only 73 after all.
Well, thank you very much, Pete. Thank you very much indeed.
Right, Dominic, welcome to the programme. And you're the stage manager, and you've got a very strange title, haven't you? So go on.
I'm the stage manager of the Busk Stop Stage.
Right.
So the purpose of the stage is that over the years in the craft fair area, musicians have come in to sit and play on the grass, but they're only playing acoustically, no amplifiers, no nothing, so people couldn't hear them. So it's frustrating for the musicians, and it was frustrating for people who wanted to sit and listen. So a busk stop stage has been set up where anyone can actually come and book a session there and play, and we amplify it now so they can be heard. And it's proving really, really popular with both the public who are coming into the craft fair area, who are loitering for longer and having drinks in the bar and buying food, and also with the musicians who are suddenly, people can hear them.
I guess it draws more people in to perform as well, because actually outside of the whole folk week, there were people sitting on benches or on walls, literally not sort of registered with yourselves in any way, but they were performing really well.
Yes,
I came across
right.
some of them and actually interviewed some of them, so, you know, in the past.
Yeah.
So you've
so
drawn
now,
them in and yep. made it official. So that's really good, isn't it? You know?
Yes, they
yeah.
can come in and do what the play. We take any talent. Doesn't have to be perfect talent or anything like that. We'll take anybody who can come in. But they do have to book. Success is... the waiting list is now closed, because the success was we had 48 sessions to fill across 7 days. And by... We started on the Saturday, and by the Monday, they were all full.
Right,
and
fantastic.
That's really a significant tribute to Folk Week, but also to Thanet itself, because there's so many musicians, especially in Broadstairs, who have come out of the blue and they want to play. They get half an hour, they come on half an hour, and then they've got 15 minutes to get off and pack down their kit, and the next person comes in, sets up half an hour. And it's proved really, really successful.
The ethos of this seems a bit like the acoustic stage at Glastonbury to me.
I think it could have been, yes, influenced by that. It's been talked about for a few years, but finally, I think under pressure maybe from stall holders who wanted people to loiter, also people in Broadstairs who were saying, well, we would like some more music. And so it's come to fruition, which is lovely, really nice.
All right, well, thank you very much for joining us on Radio Broadstairs.
Yeah, thank you. Pleasure to be on Radio Broadstairs, and thanks to all your listeners.
Right, here we are at Hobgoblin, which is basically from Canterbury. Please, can you tell me exactly what do you do here?
As a shop or at Folk Week?
Both.
Both, yes. Yeah. So Hobgoblin Music, they've been going since 1976.
Right.
Folk music specialists, and we started, I say we, Manny and Pete, the founders of Hobgoblin, they started in a field just like today.
Right.
Festival tent, selling musical instruments. And here we are all these years later doing the exact same thing. We've got a big shop in Canterbury, which has so much more than we've been able to bring today.
Right.
But yeah, we're selling folk instruments, accessories, books, everything your heart could want to sort of keep the traditional music alive.
And where do you get the instruments from?
All over. Everything from sort of handmade in Ireland. We've got Indonesian workshop. We've got all kinds of stuff. Handmade in Spain, boxes, like the Spanish drums. Yeah, everywhere.
And if somebody came along with an instrument they wanted it repaired in some way, would you be able to do that?
Absolutely. We're limited what we can do here at the on the stall.
Yeah.
But at the shop in Canterbury, we've got a fretted instrument technician who does setups, repairs, restorations. We've got a violin family luthier.
Oh.
Who does restorations as well, setups, small repairs, big repairs. We do have access also to Wind and Brass family and Squeeze Box as well. So yeah, we've pretty much got everything covered at the moment.
Obviously you're in the county of Kent, but do you have any customers that come from further afield, particularly even abroad?
We do, yes. Well, where we're positioned in Canterbury, it's close enough to France, of course. We get a lot of people coming over from the Netherlands, from France. We get a lot of people coming from the US as well. But we've got we've got branches all over the UK as well. So wherever you are in the UK, you're typically not too far a drive from one of our branches.
Well, that's fascinating. Thank you very much for your time. It's been very, very interesting. And I wish you the best of luck for the rest of the festival and for the future.
Lovely. Thank you. You too, sir. Thank you very much. Thanks for your time. And thank you for waiting.